This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Back to Middle Section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. No, I didn't say Uncle Joe. 855-732-5563. That's 855. Well, think about it. Look at your phone. Right? It's 855 Real Joe. I'll wait. Just, you know, look at the letters. There's letters on the numbers. I mean, someday that's gonna go away, don't you think? They won't even. Matter of fact, most of you have smartphones now. You don't even really use the numbers, so to speak. I mean, you talk to the phone, right? Call Frank Smith. Call John Smith at home. Yeah, I know. They're white angle names. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry about that. Not really. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you part of the conversation. Be, you know, call me on the carpet. Let me know where I'm wrong, where I'm off. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Man, this stuff that's going on, stuff with these, they're not even walkouts, right? I mean, you want to call them protests, rallies, whatever. I get a kick out of them, frankly. I don't know how they do them with a straight face. You know, is it really grassroots when these kids are spewing the same stuff all over the place? I mean verbatim. I'm not talking about kind of the same message. It's different. It's different when a coach comes up to you in an issue like this and says, "Hey, look, I know you guys are, you know, you got it in your heart. You want to get the message out there. I want you to slow down. I want you to make sure you hit on the key points. Being, you know, you want more gun control. You want more background checks. You know, here's what you say." The NRA has blood on its hands, and until this, and this happen, I mean, that's not how it works. Talk from your heart. Write your own speeches. Use your own catchphrases, if you would. It's always amazing to me. Well, that is grassroots. No, it's not. Not when somebody else is giving you the money, too. That's the other thing. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, speaking of which, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all of that. You know, I thought it was funny that in the walkouts, if you guys go looking online, you'll find them. Some of the pro-Second Amendment kids, some of the young kids who don't agree were not allowed to speak. They were not allowed to speak at the protest or the event. Now, if this was truly a save our kids, save our lives, then wouldn't you let everybody speak? Wouldn't if you hear them on the other mainstream media? Oh, I just love it. My heart breaks for those kids. They're up there. They're pouring their heart out. They're telling you how afraid they are. Why wouldn't you want somebody to pause up there and say, look, I'm not afraid. here's the numbers. Here's how many kids lose their lives. This is how often it happens. No, I don't worry about, you know, look at what they're posting. The only thing they're printing and posting is a junior high school girl gets up and says, she gets up every morning wondering if she's coming home from school. Well, what are the parents doing to that child? How much fear do you need to instill? Look, I live in a safe district. That doesn't mean that some moron can't figure out how to get in. Right? I mean, seriously, you have military men, armed military men sleeping in barracks that get blown up, or a truck drives through and kills a bunch of them, or somebody does get a gun and get by the guard. You cannot protect these people 100% of the time. Right? You see, all those kids that went out on the walk, the march, the whatever last week, well, you know who paid for that? You and I paid for that. Yeah, taxpayer dollars. You had teachers that were doing nothing but watching. They weren't teaching. We both know that. They weren't teaching at all. They were overseeing the safety of those children. Which, again, it's not what they were taught to do. You know, when the conversation goes out that we could arm our teachers, we could arm our teachers, we could arm the ones that want to be armed, that are willing to take the class, that already have permits, right, to carry. Everybody goes nuts with that. Oh, no, the teachers are there to teach. They're not there to use a gun. They're not there to do this. They're not, no. But when the kids do a walkout, they're more than happy to get involved and engaged. They're more than happy to keep the kids safe. They're more than happy to go off campus to make sure the kids are safe as they're marching or walking or doing. I mean, a real sicko could hop in a truck and mow down 40 or 50 of those kids just walking down the street, which is why we didn't want them off of campus. But let's not talk about that. Then they never want to talk about mental health. Why? Because it's a stigma? Oh, okay. Not a stigma to have your child killed at school. It's just a stigma. Well, we have to have better reporting. Well, reporting of what? The last kid that shot the place up had been reported 37 times. It was even suggested at one point to take the guns out of the house. They did nothing. And don't tell me it was right-wing Second Amendment lovers. Because as I recall, the sheriff that Broward County. I shouldn't do that. I apologize. I'm sure the sheriffs in that county, deputy sheriffs, did a great and wonderful and brave man. It's too bad that four of them have made you all look bad. I would take them out to the woodshed if I was you. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, really, seriously, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend helping us get the message out, right? Now, even though some of our helpers, some of the people that work with us have been blocked in sharing the program. Yeah, I mean, are you surprised? Seriously, are you surprised? So, some of you who like the show, you enjoy the show, please help. Please help share it. Help get it out. Let's not allow some of these social media outlets. You like how I did that? these social media outlets to shut us down, to close us down, to make it quiet. Don't let them do it. Stay on them. And I do very much appreciate it. Some of you missed it. When we come back from break next time, look at the top of my desk and get another gift. And it's an eagle with a couple of flags, right?
Beautiful.
It's, yes, it's very beautiful. Yeah, but men don't use words like beautiful. That's kind of...
Real men do.
What, real men? Seriously? You're going to go there with this now? God. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff going on, you know, up there on the website. Okay, let's get back at it. Because this stuff is driving me out of my mind. That they just refuse, I mean, for all intents and purposes, they just refuse to tell the truth. And when you talk about the March for Life, the highlights of the weekend, you know, I'm looking at some of the signs, I'm reading the signs, I've got to laugh my butt off. Because, you know, they came from, first of all, they're bussed in by coach. A majority of them were. You could make money doing this event, so even if you weren't on the side of the, you know, I don't know. If you were on the side of more gun control, you'd get paid for it. If you weren't on the side, you were just kind of neutral, you'd also get paid for that too. Just by showing up and carry a sign, go for the walk. They wanted to see the numbers. And they were paying people $15 an hour to do it. Right? Now, I love it. You know, most of the stories open up with, oh, hundreds of thousands of marchers turned out in the most ambitious show of force yet. From a student-driven, well, not a student-driven. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just not buying it. Based on what I see, I'm not buying it. All right? And where were you back in, oh, I don't know, 2010, 11, 12? Where were you? This is why it's hard to take you seriously. And then you talk about the pro-life movement. Walk for Life. I've never seen an article from the left start off with, on Saturday, hundreds of thousands of marchers turned out. No, they would never do that. All they say is the yearly pro-life movement march took place, and women of all sizes, shapes, and walks of life came. Right. No excitement there. But they do have a 500,000 people show up at those. They do pack the place. But you won't hear it. Why? Because they're not in favor of it. See, everybody on the left screams about the press being squelched. Well, that's great. We don't have press. You guys are just opinion outlets that happen to be have a left-wing progressive opinion. That's not the truth. That's not fact. That's not what the majority of how the majority of Americans believe. You are supposed to report stories in an objective way. No right, no left. Just put the facts on the table and let us figure it out on our own. If I want to be spoon-fed, which is I know some people do, I don't. I just simply want the truth. So you know what I end up having to do? I have to go to Fox News, I have to go to CNN, and I go to the Huffington Post, and I try to find it somewhere in the middle. Matter of fact, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I lean more towards what Fox is saying than I would any other group, only because most of the other groups have been caught lying, and every one of them is screaming the same story. We found out during Hillary Clinton's run for office. What was there, 23 news outlets, major news outlets, that were being guided by the Hillary campaign as to what to print and not print, what they could print and what they couldn't print? But the left conveniently forgets that. Well, you know, see, I try to be nice. I really shouldn't. No, you purposely forget it because you don't want to look at your dark side. You know, you keep talking about how the white guy is so bad, the bad things that we have done. You know what? Not this white guy. I've never had slaves. I've never beaten anybody for not serving me. I've never grabbed one of the slave girls from the barn and had my way with her. I mean, think about all the stupid things you guys come up with. Frankly, if you're on the left, it was your group that was promoting this. It was your group that was protecting this. It was your group that didn't want women to vote or to have equal rights. It was your group that wanted to keep slavery. Talk about being on the wrong side of history on a regular basis. The only difference is you keep yelling to your masses and you keep giving them stuff. At the main event in Washington, D.C., survivors of mass shootings, including the one in Florida, rallied to a whooping crowd. "Welcome to the revolution," said one of the student organizers. They spoke of communities that are disproportionately affected by gun violence. Yes, I agree. Chicago, Baltimore, you sure to go on? Gee, I wonder who runs those cities. Detroit, I wonder who runs those cities. But you'll never hear that. Los Angeles, who runs that city? Right? This is, when they're honest, then they can be sincere. Until they're honest, they're not sincere. They're running off for emotion. They're running off what mom and dad and others who are on the far left are telling them. Right? I mean, come on, think about this. There were gun, this is what I love. So there were gun protests pretty much on every continent on the planet because every continent on the planet has a right to say, have a say in what our Constitution says, right? Think about it. And all this love Trump's hate stuff, I just find that such a joke. Sorry if you live in a, it is a joke. You don't really mean it. What you mean is, if you're a Trumper and you don't think our way, then we're definitely going to hate on you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I very much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. I appreciate the time you spend on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know how much I appreciate you guys and how much you do and when you pay attention. You are paying attention, right? I thought I'd ask before I go down this road. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Brother Ray, another year, huh? How do you feel?
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy
anybody?
Birthday to you.
Anybody? You know, I try. I don't always get it right. I guess Ray's birthday was yesterday. He's selling the, I don't know, he's celebrating, I don't know what anniversary of his 29th birthday. You know, I don't have a copy of his birth certificate, so I can't certify that it's his birthday. But anyway, Ray, appreciate it. Appreciate the love. Appreciate you, man, and, you know, any support that you get, if you hang out here for any length of time, it's obvious that you must love me because I wouldn't hang out with me for any length of time. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys around. Ray, have a great birthday. Do not have an extra piece of cake. I'm telling you, when you're on the road like you are all the time, it's not good for the body. You know what I'm saying? That's all. Just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much to appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you to help me understand. I don't always get it. I don't always do. Look, I do the best I can with what I got. And with my, you know, limited brain cell capacity, I do the best I can. All right. Back to, head up to the website. You know what I'm saying? I got stuff up there. If you buy stuff, it'd be really nice. Head over to Patreon. We're making some changes on our social media. We have which is the one we ran away from Gab, right?
Close
down to Gab. So if you were following us on Gab, we're done. Found out some things about what they were doing and how they operate. So very much done. They're anti-Semitic, and we are not. So we got rid of them. We are on our way out from...
I don't know the others. We're going into one way.
We're going into one way, but we're getting... I mean, we're getting on a MeWe, too.
Probably.
The boss says maybe.
A definite maybe.
A definite maybe. Oh, it's always good to have a definite maybe. At least you know what to do or maybe what to do. I don't know. Anyway, you know what? It's what we've said to you guys all along. We try to make changes to do the right thing. We'll suffer for a couple of things, you know. There's been a couple of companies that we no longer do business with because of their stance on whether it's a First Amendment, Second Amendment, how far. Look, I don't have a problem doing business with a liberal, as long as they're not a whacked liberal. All right? And don't give me that, because you have family members that are fairly liberal, but they're not, like, out of control liberal. They're not stupid liberal. All right? That simple. Now, the other thing about the gun control stuff, right? You could sit down, and you could have a serious conversation with these people if they would be honest about the stats, if they would be honest about the numbers, if they would be honest about what they're saying and what they're selling. You know, otherwise, it's just another con. It's like student organizers, my butt. There's no student that I know of in a high school or even first year of college that could organize some of these rallies. There's no way. They can barely organize the socks in their drawer. So to tell me this was all student-led, student-organized, oh, aren't they great? No. Don't buy it. Don't believe it. Sure, they raised the money too, right? But do we see that for the national one, you had Oprah and a few others that gave, what, $500,000 apiece? I think it was $500,000, George Clooney, Oprah, and a few others. You could have fed some homeless people. All the ones they keep telling us to feed, right? Mayor Bill de Blasio said in New York there were 150,000. Amazing. And no, you can't end gun violence. I'm sorry. Paul McCartney, throw back to the Beatles. I mean, back to a different era, a different time. He had a t-shirt and says, we can end gun violence. You know what? No, you can't. You can't. Unless you close down every gun factory on the planet, unless you systematically go through everybody's house and you grind down every piece of metal, every gun, every kind of sort of looking gun, you won't stop gun violence. Somebody will find a way to get one. Somebody will find a way to make it happen. And, you know, he brought up the fact that John Lennon was killed in December of 1980 outside of his apartment. By what? A nut job. Somebody who was mentally ill should have never got his hand on a gun. But he did. We go through the whole list of these people. Right? So, you know, in a gun rights rally in Salt Lake City, there were counter demonstrations there, just like there were in Boston and a few other places. Boston, I couldn't believe. I had to think about that one. But there was one, a group of science that said, let me see, it's my right to defend my students. So we had a teacher talking about wanting to carry a gun or would be willing to carry a gun to protect her students, and she gets assaulted. So it wasn't an assault rifle, it was an assault protester, apparently. Right? Another science says assault is a behavior, not a device. That person took a little crud for that, too. So, again, we go back to, they don't want equality. They don't want a real conversation. You know when you see them in these, you see them at these interviews. You know, we just want open dialogue. No, you don't. You want one-sided dialogue. Right? You only want it one way. That's it. Now, Paul Allen, 69, I'm not talking about the Microsoft one. 60-year-old retiree construction worker in Salisbury, Massachusetts, says, hey, we believe in the Second Amendment. You people interpret it the way you want, and we'll interpret it for what it is. And we're talking about Massachusetts, one of the probably the second or third most liberal state in the union. He says, what? The way we interpret it is the way it was meant to be interpreted, that law-abiding citizens who are true patriots have a right to bear arms. Ooh. And, you know, I love these young people who want to count, they want to, first of all, they want to contradict the Supreme Court, right? All of a sudden, these young kids who can't figure out that, you know, Tide Pods aren't something you put in your mouth but in the dishwasher are going to tell us that the Supreme Court has it wrong on the Second Amendment. That it was meant for militia. That the Supreme Court has said, no, that's not true. You can read that any way you want to. It's not true. Mr. Allen describes supporters of gun control as ignorant sheep who are being spoon-fed by liberal teachers. I want you to, please, this is going on. This is somebody who lives in Massachusetts. Do you get the gravity of this? He says they haven't read the Constitution. They have no business teaching it. They don't know what it means. Gun rights organizers were mostly quiet about the demonstrations on Saturday. Spokesman for the NRA did not answer several emails requesting comment from a local news company. And I wouldn't. If I was them, I wouldn't. Because I'd be screaming this. Is this an NRA protest? Is this an anti-Trump protest? Is this because that's all they talked about? They talked about how Donald Trump was ineffective. Donald Trump has done more for those people in the last year plus than Obama did on eight. I mean, think about it. Really think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. On the eve of the march, Colin Knorr, a host at the NRA TV, an online video channel produced by the gun group, lashed out to the students saying, hey, no one would know your names. If someone with a weapon had stopped the gunmen at their school, nobody would even know that you guys were out there demonstrating. Just like in Maryland. You know that trigger-happy cop who shot the guy that was going to shoot the kids? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just on the real side. I'll be back in a minute.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. I love horns, what can I tell you? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I got to come up with a catchphrase for the left, because when we go off the air at the end of the day, they post little things about me all over the place. And I don't know, maybe I should, you know, recall myself the propagandist. Because they say that there's nothing on the show that's true. That there's nothing we say or we tell or we talk about that's true. So I'm going, okay, I'm the greatest liar on the face of the planet, according to these people. It's wonderful. Wunderbar. Yeah. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Hey, look, if it makes them happy and it keeps them out of the gun shop and paying attention here to me, then good, fine, not a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm not making lighthearted anything, okay? I'm just saying this is just crazy, right? All right, so we'll finish up real quick with this story. I mean, seriously, that when you these kids do not even know what they're rallying against. They don't even know what they're rallying for. They don't know that some of the things that they're asking for can't be changed except by constitutional amendment. You know, and it's the gun. Let me ask you a question. Ask some of your friends this. So the gun doesn't actually kill anybody, right? Somebody has to take the gun and shoot someone. Has to actually pull the trigger, think it through, do what they have to do. You know, sometimes, in very, 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 very rare instances, somebody shoots themselves cleaning a gun. I mean, pardon me for saying it this way, but man, if you shoot yourself cleaning a gun, you've got to have a low single-digit IQ. Nobody cleans a gun with bullets in it unless you're a moron. It's really that simple. So, if the gun, the product, that's an inanimate object, they can't actually hate someone enough to kill them, is being banned, if the law abiders are getting in trouble for the ones that don't abide the law, and we've got all these teenagers out there talking about, let's keep them safe, I'll bet you if you look up the numbers, you ready? Let's see how many teenagers I can tee off right now. I'll bet you if you look up the numbers, more teenagers are killed in texting and driving than are killed on campuses and shootings. So maybe we should not allow teenagers to have phones in their cars. Maybe we should force teenagers, you know what they have those breathalyzer things, right? So maybe we should force teenagers have to swipe their driver's license in a device before they can drive or move the car. So that way, if they're a teenager, if they're under 21, then it shuts off their texting ability of the phone. What do you think? Right? That the phone can't get a signal in or out. What do you think? I'm just asking. I mean, because it's obvious if it's the object. That seems what infuriates them is it's the object. Well, if the phone is causing the problem, then let's can the phone. I mean, it does so many other things to kids. It does so many other bad things to our young people. May not be a bad idea. Right? Brandon McKee was one of the many people with pistols on their hips. His daughter, Kendall, 11, held a sign. Criminals love gun control. I love that little girl. Did I tell you that? Mr. McKee said of the Washington marchers, I believe it's their goal to unarm America, and that's why we're here today. We're not going to stand idly by and let them tell us what we can and cannot do. See, the man understands what's in the Constitution. Now, you could say all day long, yeah, but the Constitution was written so long ago, they couldn't have known about this and then changed the Constitution. You have a right to do it by amendment. Use the amendment process and make it happen if you truly believe that's what needs to be done. If you truly believe that the majority of Americans are on your side, this should be a no-brainer. Right? As gun rights activists, or advocates, I'm sorry, set off toward the Capitol, some began to heckle a gun control advocate, Linda Peer, who had infiltrated the march line. She's not a true American, one man yelled. Shame on you, the group chanted at her. So, because she wanted to uphold the Second Amendment, she wasn't a true American. Can you figure that one out? Think about the delusion these people are under. So, you want to stand for freedom of speech as written in the amendment. You want to stand for gun ownership as written in the amendment. Those two things make you not an American, not a true patriot. But apparently you are a true American, you are a true patriot, if you don't want borders, you don't want people to be citizens, you don't want people to have to speak English, you want people who live in other countries to be able to vote here, you want to give away taxpayer dollars to people who are here illegally, who have broken the law and they're here illegally. That makes you an American and a patriot. And in the famous saying of Joe, you can't smoke enough crack to have that make sense. Really that simple. There's also a group that gathered in front of the Boston State House, which is a big... You guys don't realize what a big deal this is. First of all, it all started in Boston. Right? The Boston Tea Party. Remember all that? I mean, all this started in Boston. All this pushback. All this revolution started in Boston. Now, another group of Second Amendment supporters gathered in front of the State House with signs that said, come and take it. I'm telling you, you know what? I know what the Boston people were like. I grew up there. I always loved when people would say to me, oh, man, you grew up in Boston? Really? Those people are just nasty. They're just black and white. That's the problem. They're black and white, and most of you want foo-foo. Most of you want me to pat you on the head and tell you what a great job you're doing. I don't work that way. Most people from Boston don't work that way. You know, the more and more you get into this, the more and more you hear these people on the left speak, you sit there and really wonder if they have read the Constitution, if they have any clue as to what this stuff means. Right? No, I just ask, I mean, do they really understand what it means? It's funny how this term gun lobby gets thrown all around the place. Nobody, what is it? What does that mean? I mean, Planned Parenthood has a lobby. Do we call it the dead baby lobby? I don't understand. Marissa Pyle, who's 20 years old, said, we're going to have to be the generation to take down the gun lobby. Okay. Whatever that means. And how are you going to do it? I mean, seriously, how are you going to do it? You think that 5 million members of the NRA are the ones that are keeping, that are upholding, that are keeping the Second Amendment in place? Are you nuts? And I love this because, see, the Republicans are in the pocket of the NRA, right? That's what they keep saying. So the Republicans are the ones that are stopping all this. Well, how many bills has... or have the Democrats put up in the last 15 or 20 years? Because you realize that they've been in control most of those years. So how many gun control laws, bills have they put on the table? Ms. Pyle, a student at the University of Georgia and an organizer of Saturday's rally in the Lumpkin County, challenge critics to demonstrations across the country. Well, I wouldn't do demonstrations. Oh, no, no. To show their true colors, I would do forums with them. I would do round table discussions where you go through the actual real numbers. I think they're petrified of that. They don't want any part of that. Right? Ms. Pyle said that I'm starting to think they just want to shut us up because they're scared of what we have to say. No, I think you're scared of what we have to say. Because all you do is shut down the numbers when you get the real numbers. When you get the real stats, you want to shut them down or call them away. Which I really think is funny because that precious FBI that you keep supporting so much, that you keep holding up, that you keep standing behind, aren't they the ones that have been behind the eight ball on this? And aren't they the ones that give you the numbers? Right? You love the FBI. They're telling you you're wrong. They're telling you crime is down. They're telling you gun crime is down, but you don't believe it? So are we picking and choosing again? Like my Christian buddy who doesn't believe anything in the Bible, but somehow he's a Christian? And being a Christian, the place you get the information on being a Christian is in the Bible? I think it's hilarious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me drive you crazy. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. I mean, do you know that murders in the U.S. are concentrated to a small group of areas? Write down where you think those areas are. And we'll talk about them after the break. I am Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. We'll be back. Hopefully you will, too.